I'm Steve Junker. It is time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom, Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, there are two big concerts happening on Saturday that could make a difference in the community. The first one, starting Saturday afternoon, is in memory of a young local musician.
Yes, that is happening at the Cape Cod Fairgrounds in East Falmouth from 2 to 8 o'clock on Saturday, and it's the second annual Alex Holmes Memorial Concert. It's put on in honor of a 26-year-old musician from Falmouth who died in a car crash at this time of year 2 years ago. But his parents want to do this in his memory to raise money for a scholarship for a young music student, to bring some attention to some local bands, and to also raise money for the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth. That center is opening a recording studio this summer to help young musicians like Alex. So for Saturday, there's going to be four bands on the program. They are the Paradise Rock Band, Just Like That Band, the Smooch Paywell Blues Band, and the Moonlighters. Then there's going to be a silent auction, food trucks, and a beer and wine garden. This event raised more than $11,000 last year, so they're hoping to be even more successful this year.
The second concert event happening Saturday has an all-female program of performers. Tell us about this.
This is the fourth Cape Cod Women's Music Festival, and it's bringing musicians from around the Cape, plus off Cape, on Saturday night to the Cape Playhouse in Dennis. It's a benefit, too, for Cape Wellness Collaborative, which is a nonprofit in Hyannis that provides free therapies like yoga, massage, and other things to people facing cancer. So Provincetown's Zoe Lewis is again going to be Master of Ceremonies. She's going to be performing in a trio with national recording artists Aaron McEwen and Natalia Zuckerman. Also playing is going to be festival founder Sarah Swain and the Parkington Sisters, Claude Bassanova, the Ticks, the Rip It Ups, and more performers too. That concert starts at 7, but there's going to be refreshments available starting at 5:30, and then there's a pre-show party for some guests at the Cape Cod Museum of Art. And this festival has raised more than $60,000 for the collaborative since 2012.
Now, you may think of rubber ducks as babies' toys in the bathtub, but a big flock of them are going to get into the water Saturday for yet another good cause. Explain this.
It is the Rubber Duck Regatta. This is the second year they've done this. It's starting at noon on Saturday, and more than 1,000 yellow rubber ducks. Some of those have been decorated by local businesses and other people, but they're all going to be plunging into Bass River near Sundancers in West Dennis. This is to raise money for the Dennis Conservation Trust. And that event's going to include family and children's activities, a raffle for Red Sox tickets, and then a DJ calling the race as those ducks go down that river. There's going to be votes for the best decorated ducks, plus cash prizes for the winning ducks, including $1,000 for first place.
And presumably somebody has to gather them all back up again.
I would think so. Don't know how this works, but it should be fun.
To celebrate American Craft Beer Week, Cape Cod Beer in Hyannis is starting a new tradition on Friday night.
Yes, they are launching the first local beer cask fest, and they've invited four other area breweries to join in with that. I'm not an expert on beer, but I've been told that cask ale, unlike other types of beer, undergoes a secondary fermentation in the cask from which it's served. That's how it was explained. So that's what's going to be on hand from 6 to 9 o'clock Friday at Cape Cod Beer in Hyannis, and they're going to have their beer, and then also beer from Berkeley Beer Company from Berkeley, Buzzards Bay Brewing from Westport, and Independent Fermentations Brewing and Mayflower Brewing Company, and both of those are from Plymouth. And tickets to that cover tastings from every cask offering.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.